Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What a pro-life summit we had here in Denver the last 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, in studio to help me share news about it and to play a few audio clips and do an interview with the executive producer, Abella. I have in studio Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
It's so good to have you here. Joe is with Pro-Life Colorado, and we had leaders from where, Joe?
All over the country.
All over the country, big names. And what was really wonderful, we thank God that the first day of this Pro-Life Leader Summit, it was hosted by Colorado Right to Life and Brian Orba, and it was all about personhood. This is the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, opposing the leadership of the child-killing regulators like at National Right to Life. And we are so thankful to God that at the first day of the summit, Tuesday, November 13th, what happened that day?
Bob, the Supreme Court okayed the wording on the personhood amendment.
Yep, run by Colorado for Equal Rights. And that was just exhilarating.
Yes.
Because how many times has a positive step like that happened in the last 30 years? Hardly ever. And here we are in Denver with leaders from all over the country, groups from people, leaders from Ohio Right to Life, Kansas Right to Life, Corpus Christi, Texas Right to Life, Pro-Life Wisconsin. So many pro-life leaders. A Georgia State rep who sponsored their Human Life Amendment down there. Martin Scott, and on and on and on. Judy Brown, president of American Life League. Alan Keyes, who's a presidential candidate running for the Republican nomination. And so they're all here to talk about personhood. And here is the Colorado State Supreme Court, as though they've timed it just for us.
Absolutely. It was amazing.
They issue their ruling, their favorable ruling, on Tuesday. And so Colorado for Equal Rights thought it would be a fine idea. Keith Mason suggested having the press conference there at the Timbers Hotel at I-70 in Peoria, since these pro-life leaders from around the country are there to support the Colorado effort. And sure enough, 9 News did a tremendous reporting piece.
Yeah, I think they can look it up on 9 News website and actually see the clip.
Yeah, that's right. And they had a solid soundbite from Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes said to the people of Colorado, we must not treat human beings like property, like chattel. And so he endorsed this personhood effort, as did Judy Brown, head of American Life League. In fact, they both led session talks at the Pro-Life Leaders Summit, and it was a tremendous time.
I am thrilled to have been there.
Yeah, just tremendous. We heard from leader after leader that this was the best conference they had ever attended in their life in any industry or any pro-life conference, and that was just great.
And some of them have been in the pro-life movement since 1967.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
And so it was really thrilling. And what was also, so the timing was tremendous, and the people who, 9 News showed people signing, the very first signers of the petition. They showed Brian Orba, Ken Scott, nationally known pro-life activist. You've heard of Ken Scott?
Yeah, I know him.
He's your husband.
He's one of my favorite people.
Ken and Joe Scott with Pro-Life Colorado. John Archibald, founding board member of National Right to Life, who is also a founder of Colorado Right to Life. 40 years ago, he's there signing this petition. He's there because of the Pro-Life Leaders Summit, of course. Okay. Leslie Hanks, longtime vice president of Colorado Right to Life. It shows all these people signing this historic moment. And here is National Right to Life on the sidelines where they belong.
Yes.
And they're against personhood efforts.
Right.
Yeah. They support regulating child killing, like their 15-year fiasco of banning partial birth abortion that never had even the possibility of stopping a single abortion, even if it became law. And it has become law, and it hasn't stopped a single abortion, which is a great tragedy and a waste of 15 years and $250 million of sincere pro-lifers' money.
Bob, it was a historic event. It really was. When we got home, Ken said it was a magnificent event. He was so thrilled to have been there, and we felt so privileged to see history in the making.
So, Joe, we want to take calls on this Pro-Life Leaders Summit that just concluded here in Denver with leaders from all over the country, including presidential candidate Alan Keyes and Judy Brown, the head of Operation Rescue, Flip Benham, at OperationSaveAmerica.org. So many great leaders. But first, I've seen this movie, Bella, with my wife, Cheryl. We loved it. Have you seen the movie?
Ken and I went to see it the first night it came out. We loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And it's done tremendously well in per screen revenue in theaters around the country where it is airing.
Right.
And now we are honored to have the producer of Bella on, Sean Wolfington. Sean, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Sean, we love the movie. You know, we are family types. We love kids. My wife, Cheryl, and I, we have seven boys. This movie was a drama that gripped our hearts, and it was refreshing. How is the movie doing?
The movie is a miracle in the making, and just talking to you right now, just to give you an idea of one of the million miracles that have taken place, we just got a call. Rick Warren is putting out a video this weekend to all of the pastors that are part of his network.
Mm-hmm.
And his quote is, "The best movie I have seen, everyone must go see it."
Wow.
But, you know, there's a million miracles, and I think what attracts you and what has attracted so many people, including us, is it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And when the Lord gets behind something, nothing is going to stop it. And
Hollywood,
despite all the obstacles we've had.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Hollywood likes movies where if there are kids fooling around, getting drunk, killing people randomly, cussing, vulgar, a movie like that automatically gets rave reviews. And top stars in Hollywood will appear in meaningless, perverse, violent films. And
yeah.
They have this gut reaction against something that honors life and relationships. And so here you guys are standing in that gap, giving families a movie that they can see that honor God and that upholds the sanctity of life. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, Sean, you don't know what this movie means to me. I'm a sidewalk counselor. I'm outside on the street every day talking women into keeping their children. This movie is softening hearts of the women in the theaters that may be thinking of getting to the abortion clinic the next day.
Sean, do you know that we're speaking with Sean Wolfington, producer of the movie Bella. Sean, do you know if any women who were considering abortion have seen this movie and changed their minds?
Oh, I mean, before the movie was made, I'll just tell you one story. Eduardo had to prepare for his role. He's a lead actor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he did to prepare for the role was to go to a clinic.
How do you pronounce his last name? Verastigue?
Verastigue.
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 Right.
And so Eduardo, just to let you know his background, they call him the Brad Pitt of Latin America.
Oh, and he yes. was tremendous in this movie.
We can see why he's called the Brad Pitt.
So he went to an abortion clinic?
So he went to a clinic to prepare for his role, and, you know, he was shocked from the second he arrived. He saw 15-year-old young girls going in, with just traumatized, and obviously he put his clipboard aside and just was in shock. And before he could even take it all in, a couple approached him, because Eduardo's can't walk on the street in Mexico. He was a singer, a television and film star. So they obviously noticed him, and next thing you know, Eduardo's talking to this young couple who were walking in for an appointment to abort their child.
What do you know where this was? What city?
This actually was in Los Angeles. It's a crisis pregnancy center, near a crisis pregnancy center that is supported by Jim Caviezel's wife, we later discovered. But what happened next was that they spoke for about 45 minutes about everything, you know, faith and family and life in Mexico. And before you know it, they missed their appointment, and they decided not to go in. And Eduardo, frankly, wasn't certain what was going to happen after they departed, and
so this was a couple going in to have an abortion, and he ended up talking with them?
Yeah, he ended up speaking with them. They actually ended up approaching him because they recognized him from televisions and movies. So,
wow.
You know, Eduardo kept in touch and said, listen, whatever you need, I'm here for you, and, you know, you're not alone. But he really didn't know what happened. And so then he went and shot the movie. And when we were done, he returned to L.A. and got a random call. He didn't recognize the voice, and the guy said, "I'm the guy that was with the girl at the abortion clinic, and I just want to let you know we just gave birth to our little baby boy.
Wow.
And we wanted to ask you your permission to name him Eduardo."
Wow, Sean.
And
what a story, Joe Scott.
Wow.
Man.
And this was before the movie was even done.
Mm.
And, you know, it was one of the many clear signs that the Lord's hand was at work. And
so you have heard from others or no, perhaps?
No, I mean, just last night we got a text. This past weekend, there was three people that we heard of just this weekend that we know of. And what's interesting, I know two of the three people's story, both just went to the film with friends who invited them, and their friends didn't even know the situation that they were dealing with and that they were pregnant and scheduled abortions. And in both cases, they decided not to do it, and they told their friends, who ended up telling us. There's another experience that happened recently where Eduardo ran into an old friend of his from about 6 years ago. Eduardo calls that time of his life Eduardo B.C., you know, before Christ. So the only thing he really knew about this guy was the parties and all the different stuff that they got involved with that didn't help any of them. And but in running across a mutual friend, Eduardo discovered that they had an unwanted pregnancy, and the mother was being pressured by everyone to abort her child, and she had scheduled to do it on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And, you know, Eduardo reached out to them and really hadn't talked to them for 6 years. But he was inspired to offer to adopt her child. As if, when you see the film, you'll see that had clearly something to do with it. And they agreed to delay their appointment. And but it just so happened that week Eduardo was in Miami and he showed them the movie. And after they saw the movie, they decided that they wanted to keep their child.
Wow.
And about a month ago,
wow,
this child was born, a little girl, and they named her Bella.
Oh.
Bella.
Her name's Bella. I'm actually in Miami right now. She lives about 15 minutes from me. She's,
oh, my.
She's probably drinking milk right now. And
Sean, there is there's so many people involved in making and promoting a movie, so you might not know this name, but he's a longtime friend of Bob and Yurt Live, Jay Jones. And he called me some weeks back and said and told me stories of women who changed their mind after seeing the movie. And that was a thrill. And just today, Joe Scott, who's here with me in studio, she is a sidewalk counselor. And typically in an average year at one Planned Parenthood in Denver saves about 100 babies a year. And just today, a couple from
Ethiopia
went to the abortion clinic. And Joe, real quickly, tell Sean Wolfington, producer of Bella, what happened.
I was on the phone with another mom who I'm talked out of having an abortion last year from Ethiopia when they came.
So that mom has her baby now,
yes,
this Ethiopian little baby.
Little Hannah. And I recognized the women to be Ethiopian. And I said, "Hang on, TG, I think I have someone for you to talk to." And I walked up to the women and asked them if they had an appointment at Planned Parenthood, and they said yes. And I said, "Are you from Ethiopia?" And they said yes, and I handed them my phone. And my little mom, who changed her mind last year, talked to them in their own language about keeping their baby. It was
amazing.
And what happened, Joe? Do you know? Did they go into the clinic?
I talked to them also, but they refused to listen. They went in the clinic. 10 minutes later, they were out. They could not do it, and we were able to save that baby.
Praise God. Sean, nobody's heard that story before right now. This just happened a couple hours ago.
Yeah. What's funny, last night, a similar, you know, little baby Bella?
Yeah.
Well, her mom discovered that a friend of her cousin's in Mexico had the same situation. Anyway, fast forward, she connected that young lady with Eduardo on the phone.
Mm. Oh.
And Eduardo then had a friend go visit her in this small town in Mexico.
Oh, my.
And the bottom line is that it's unbelievable what the Lord can do with weak people like us to save his beautiful, innocent children. And Bella has been a gift to us, and we knew early on it wasn't our movie. But miraculously, despite, you know, having a small budget and maybe an industry that doesn't normally embrace
these. Small budget, Sean. What a great movie! It didn't look like a small budget movie.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I just did the financing and producing. The filmmakers did an unbelievable job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Bella not only got into the largest film festival in the world, but won the People's Choice Award, which is the top prize. And the previous winners of that award, the majority of them have either won or been nominated for the Oscar, like Chariots of Fire, Life is Beautiful, mm-hmm. Hotel Rwanda. The list goes on.
That is absolutely extraordinary. What an honor to be talking to the producer, and I know you had filmmakers, but of the film that could pull that off with a message that honors God and upholds the sanctity of life. This is thrilling. Sean, there are personhood efforts. This is a historic time. There are personhood efforts in Georgia, endorsed even there by the governor and about 60 of their state representatives and senators. Here in Colorado, our state Supreme Court on Tuesday announced that they have accepted the language of a personhood amendment to be voted on in November here in Colorado statewide. This is a historic time for pro-lifers, and your movie could not have been timed better.
No. And, you know, Plato said if I had to choose between politics and art, I would choose art, because art can change the hearts and the minds of people. And what's great is that you need both. Mm-hmm. And Bella somehow not only won the biggest film festival in the world, but what these guys did, they ended up winning the Smithsonian Institute's prestigious Legacy Award as
wow.
well. And what's powerful is that this film is reaching the masses. Mm. Tony Bennett gave the movie its Media Excellence Award.
In New York City.
In New York City. And, you know, if you actually, you've got to check out his speech after the movie mm-hmm. at the premiere. It's at BellaFaithNews.com. It's Bella Faith as in F-A-I-T-H, news.com.
Right.
It's unreal.
That's
the power, is Bella's got the ability mm-hmm. to communicate the beauty and the sanctity of life to everyone, regardless of their position and understanding. It helps illuminate people's minds and hearts to recognize that we all are created in the likeness and image of God.
And I love the setting of the movie,
yeah.
the restaurants. I spent years working in some top-class restaurants back on the East Coast, just outside of New York City. What a great setting for a fabulous movie. Sean, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you something. We submitted a film here in Denver, Pro-Life Denver Christians, to the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. It's not the largest film festival in the world, but it had about 1,200 people, and we were film finalists. Could I ask something rude? When we hang up, could I have my call screener get an address for you? I'd love to send you the DVD of our video.
Oh, are you kidding? I'd love to see it.
Great.
And you have my assistance number, and also any film ideas, you can go to bellathemovie.com if you guys have any or anybody else, mm-hmm. and just email us, because we're looking to make movies that matter and that can mm-hmm. light a candle in the darkness.
Well,
and
that will, sounds exciting.
Now,
what
one
we
last
tell?
Thing. One last thing.
Yeah.
This weekend's critical.
This weekend, that's what I want to know. What do we ask the audience?
Well, this is what's amazing. Miraculously, Bella has become the number one top-rated movie in the United States on the biggest website in the world, Yahoo. It's number one on the biggest movie ticket site, which is Fandango, and number one even in the New York Times readers poll. Because of that, the distributor is giving us a wide release this weekend.
You're
this
kidding.
Weekend.
So
now,
the key is this.
Yeah.
If we do well, we will have more theaters during Thanksgiving, and this film can break out and go to the moon. If we do not do well, we're almost guaranteed that we'll be gone before Thanksgiving because of the overwhelming number of blockbusters coming out and taking theaters. So it's critical that if anybody wants to support movies that can inspire and do and honor God, that this weekend they buy tickets for their friends and family. There's actually a young girl that took $2,000 of her life savings. That's all she had. Mm-hmm. She bought out an entire showtime for Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. gave it to everybody after church. And now, ironically, the donation she received exceeded the cost of the ticket. So whatever anybody can do, you can go to bellathemovie.com to find theaters, and you can go to helpbella.com to buy tickets in bulk or to adopt a theater. But I'd say there's one thing that everybody can do, and that's email their entire database to ask them to support this God-honoring film that somehow miraculously has become the number one top-rated movie in the world so that this film can be seen by as many people as possible.
All right. Now, Sean, I just looked up Bella here in the Denver area. It's playing Saturday at a number of theaters, including the UA Colorado Mills, beautiful new mall and theater in Golden, Colorado. And so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to give out the time of an afternoon showing and ask people in the audience to come and meet me. This is Bob Inyart and Joe Scott. Is there any chance you and Ken would be able to be at this screening at 2:35 at Colorado Mills on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, you guys will go. And so those of you in the audience, if you could meet us, I mean, this is going to be fun. A talk radio show turns up in the flesh
right.
at a theater to see Bella and to give this movie more encouragement so that the distributors will realize this needs to show everywhere. We got callers who want to talk about Bella. Sean, I want to thank you so much.
And thank you, too, for everything you're doing day in and day out. You're lighting a candle in the darkness, and we really appreciate it.
Sean, right. Sean, don't stop.
Don't stop, and our call screener is going to pick up the line, Sean. We'd like to overnight you this DVD. Thanks so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Appreciate that. Okay, now we're going to go to the phones. Vic, you're on with Bob Inyart and Joe Scott.
Hi, Vic.
I took my wife to see that movie last weekend. I'm a big truck driver. You guys know that.
You,
it was awesome.
Yeah, you called it. This is our truck driver, Vic.
I cried. I got to say, it was a great movie.
I cried, awesome. Too.
I've been telling everybody I know, go see. I've been telling the guys, hey, you want to be a hero with your wife? Take them to see
That's
that movie.
Right.
You want to be a hero with your wife. There's nothing like a good date movie.
That's right.
That's actually a good date movie.
Okay, love you guys.
Thank you, Vic. Appreciate that. God bless you. Okay, now let's take a call, but I want to get to that clip before we run out of time.
That's right.
Of a subcontractor working on building this abortion facility. But first, Joe, we got a call coming in from Indiana, Greentown, Indiana. Mike, welcome to Bob Inyart Live. You're on with Joe Scott.
Hi, Bob and Joe. How are you?
We're fine.
What did you hear on the radio there in Indiana?
Well, we have a local conservative radio talk show host out of Kokomo.
What's his name?
His name is Peter Heck.
All right. He gives him heck, I guess.
Yeah, he gives him heck.
Okay.
He gets
That's
a lot
his
of
name.
Heck, too. I suppose that he was on Alan Key's website and saw this amendment in Colorado you guys got going on there.
The Colorado Personhood Amendment we've been
Absolutely.
Talking about.
Yeah, so he did a piece on his, he did a segment on his show yesterday, and he titled it Colorado Serious Challenge to Roe.
All right.
This should be our focus, personhood.
Whoa.
And he did about a 10-minute spot on just talking nothing about the personhood and the fact that that should be our focus, and
wow.
they got it right in Colorado, he said.
Praise God. Does he have a website we could promote? What's his website?
He does. He has peterheck.com. That's peterheck.com.
All right. Maybe somebody in the audience will go post or email him and thank him for promoting personhood, of course, and we also need to know that we should oppose child-killing regulations.
Absolutely.
Like National Right to Life does.
And I think he would love the encouragement. But he's the first one that I've heard in this area that mentioned personhood. And I've talked to Peter before, but this is the first time he's really said anything serious about personhood. So I'm excited about that. We all should be excited about that.
We are extremely excited about that. The fact that people are picking up on the personhood argument across the country
mm-hmm.
and understanding that child-killing regulations are just going to further entrench the murder of innocent children into our culture.
Yeah, the pro-life movement has this rift, this split, and we are doing everything we can to widen it. At Colorado Right to Life, they got calls from the LA Times, the Rocky Mountain News, Time Magazine, and that's so encouraging.
I'm so excited about what's going on in Colorado, and just looking forward to seeing it spread across the country.
May God bless you, Mike. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Great talking to you. Bye, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, now here's what I'd like to do. Joe, at this abortion clinic that's being built by the Weitz Corporation,
mm-hmm.
the subcontractors, they're being lied to, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
White's Corporation is lying to subcontractors, tell them they're working for United Airlines, and they put United Airlines on the construction permits downtown Denver with the city hall. So here's a call. Will Duffy, Will is the general manager here at KGov.com, Bob and Aaron Live. He called a subcontractor, Haynes, big contractor, and listen to this call.
Haynes Mechanical Systems, can I help you?
Yes, Ann is?
Yes, hold on.
Thank you.
Dispatch, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Will Duffy. I spoke to you last week about a project for constructing an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Well, your truck is back out there again today. So
he's not at that. He's not doing a job that he's not working on that. He's doing maintenance for flight training.
Maintenance for flight training. Weitz has actually lied to the city and county of Denver, taking these construction permits out in the name of United Airlines of all corporations. United Airlines has issued a terse statement, according to reporting at WorldNetDaily.com, that they sold that building at that location. They have nothing to do with it. And Weitz not only lied to the city and county of Denver with these false permits, but they also are lying to subcontractors. They think they're working for United Airlines and on a flight training facility.
Unbelievable.
What
unbelievable.
Liars?
And Gary Megason came out in the newspaper and said they're being upfront with everyone.
That's right. That's W-E-I-T-Z, W-E-I-T-Z. And the Archbishop of Denver, Archbishop Chaput, issued a press release with two other Colorado bishops saying that Planned Parenthood is, you know, egregiously evil and the Weitz Corporation is wrong for building this abortion facility. That was pretty neat to see him chiming in. Let's go to Littleton, Colorado. Gordon, welcome to Bob and Ear Live. You're on with Joe Scott and Bob and Ear.
Hey, guys, great show. Hey, I just want to say we have not seen Bella yet, so my family and I will be there at Colorado Mills, say, 2:45.
Wow.
That is so exciting. 2:35. 2:35, Gordon. All right, we'll look forward to seeing you guys.
And also, I want to say I saw you guys on the news, and it was great. I mean, I was just like, wow, this is awesome to see it like this on the news. And to hear Alan Keyes say what he got to say on that film clip was absolutely fantastic. The next day, I had a buddy call me and say, hey, I just saw this big deal about the Right for Life deal. I want to sign up for that. And I was like,
all right.
Awesome.
Gordon, thank you so much for that call.
Okay,
Colorado Right to Life got a call from a contractor today who said, I've got a bumper sticker pro-life on my huge utility truck. And the owner of another construction company came up to me. And it was a woman. She said, I like your bumper sticker. Did you hear about the personhood amendment? And they both said yes. And they said, well, we got to get petitions and get that thing on the ballot.
Wow. They should take them to the Weitz Corporation.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a lot of exciting things happening and a lot of it right here in Colorado. Joe Scott, thanks for being on the program.
My pleasure, Bob.
What an honor to have Joe Scott of Pro-Life Colorado. The Leader Summit was tremendous. Stay tuned for more big news coming out. The fruit of this Pro-Life Leader Summit is going to be significant. You'll be hearing about it. And please help us at Bob and Ear Live to stay on the air and to reach more people at KGov.com.